broadcasting live from the West End Waltham in Boston, Massachusetts, for Vistage Executive Summit 2015. It's CEO exclusive. Now, here's your host, Soyini Koch.
Hey, we're broadcasting live from the Vistage Executive Summit 2015 at the Westin in Waltham, and I'm glad to welcome with me my guest co-host for the day, Greg Michaels, a regional consultant with Vistage. And our guests for this segment are Vince Conley and Katie Pizik of BBS Inc. So thank you guys. It's delightful to have you on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So as always, I start the show off by asking my guests, what are the trends in your industry that you think other middle market CEOs should know? So Vince, I'm going to toss that question over to you.
All right. So I would say a major trend for our type of business is take care of every new employee that comes in, specifically the new millennial generation that is coming out of the college market. From my experience of running my business for, you know, the past, you know, 7 years, you know, they want to be heard, and they're ready to work really, really hard. So I would say listening to your new employees, especially the ones fresh out of college, and give them as much responsibility as possible, and watch your business grow.
You know, people. Let's talk about people. We have the HR guru here from your company. What I'm curious about is how you two work sort of in lockstep to put forth the right culture, the right environment for your company. How do you two partner up on that?
It's a great question. So I would say the number one thing is communication. It's full contact at all times. From when I find when my business is absolutely crushing it and we're following through with our goals and what our clients are seeking from us is when I am constantly face-to-face with, you know, Katie, with all the account managers. When I find my business is not where I want it to be, is where I'm too much behind the scenes, too much delegating, not enough communication. So what we do is every single Monday, we come in, I say, you know, how are the numbers looking? How are the reps doing? And we do this about almost 15 minutes every single day. And it's just constant communication. I think the best conversations in life are over beer and chicken wings. Yeah. So, you know, we tend to go out and, you know, when you sit there in a laid back atmosphere, you really find out a lot about your business and where it's at and the new hires that come in. And she's the eyes and ears of the business. So she sees everything that goes on and she'll be able to come to me and say, hey, do you know about this? Did you know about that? And I would say that's, I don't know if you want to add anything to that, Katie.
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing, our office is, you know, between 20 and 40 people, you know, depending on the time of the year. And the HR staff usually is very involved with what's going on with anybody, really. We've just started sitting down with people that have been hired, you know, about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, seeing how their experience with the business is so far and seeing if we can make any improvements as to how they're feeling. And that seems to have worked really well. Everybody seems to be enjoying it thus far. Mm-hmm.
You work with a lot of millennials, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're actually, Boston Globe ranked us number one company for millennials to work at in 2014.
And a lot of CEOs, in fact, I thought it was you. There was a CEO, the CEO and partner here earlier on today. They were scratching their head. Like, so many CEOs are like, we just don't get this millennial thing. And you guys seem to have really cracked the code. So for those listeners, CEO listeners who are sitting there struggling with the millennial issue, what recommendations do you have?
I would say from my experience is that constant 101, 5, 10, 15 minutes sit down with any new hire that comes in your business. It really doesn't matter what experience that they're at. And just really diving in and asking a ton of questions. You know, how's training going? How do you feel the office culture is? How do you feel your role is in the company? And I learned a lot just about how my training goes and my business is being ran. So I would say it's amazing the feedback that you get when you think that you have everything figured out. And when you sit down with 5 or 6, 7 new hires in your business, and it's the total opposite of what you think is actually going on from the individuals that have been in your company for a while. And sometimes it's very eye-opening, and sometimes it's hard for someone who's in a very high position to hear some honest feedback. You know, it's like a little kid. They just don't know any better. You know, my little niece or nephew, 4 or 5 years old, and they say that the funniest, darnest things, but they're very honest about it. So a new hire that comes in your business and says that millennial has only been working for 2, 3, 4 months, it's a little sticker shock sometimes hearing, hey, my training is not what I thought it was going to be from the hiring process. And you kind of turn your head sideways and you're like, well, what's going on? And you find out they really haven't been given the proper coaching or mentorship and proper leadership.
I'd like to unpack something here. Katie, you mentioned something about, and correct me if I heard wrong, sort of performance management. You mentioned it. How's everyone doing? Mm-hmm. And how do you bridge that? How do you walk that fine line between millennials and giving them more empowerment? But at the same time, you have metrics. There's performance to be managed. How do you walk that fine line?
Well, I mean, for me, I suppose I'm in the category of millennials, and I was hired right out of college, actually, at BBS as an account manager before I switched over to HR. So, speaking from experience, when I performed well and when I proved myself, they gave me a lot of responsibility, but I did have to perform well. But it was great because, if I had an off week, if I was having even an off day, I would get that, 15 minutes with Vince or Trey or one of the other top account managers, just sitting down, kind of evaluating where my mindset was at, what I could, maybe not what I could fix, but what was going on so that we could improve my performance so I could be given that responsibility. And I think that's the biggest takeaway with BBS is that, I feel like a lot of CEOs are scared of giving millennials a responsibility, but we do, and you rise to the occasion.
Right. And add a little bit to that, and to answer, about performance metrics, matrix, where someone's at. And it's at the end of the day, it's all about results. You can say you're studying for a test for a month straight and not go out and have fun with your friends. But the only thing that matters is what's that final grade going to be? And, hiring those millennials that don't have a lot of experience, it's the wet cement theory. It's I can mold them into whatever I want. So when I find someone's not hitting their goals and they're not where they want to be at, I look at, are they competent? Do they know what they're talking about? If they are, it's work ethic or attitude. Which one are we losing first? Are we not working hard enough? Are we not sharpening the saw? Or are we losing our attitude? At the end of the day, I find that millennials, they want to be challenged. They want, like we said earlier, responsibility. They want a task and be able to execute and do it really, really well and make a name for themselves. And I thrive off of that. The whole Goliath versus David, I want to be the David, every single time, take down the big guys. And I find that the millennial generation, they have the same mindset also. But you have to feed them. You got to give them those resources. You have to be able to, really challenge them.
So you have the millennials on board and the ship is steaming along. Describe an impact that you've made, something tangible, something we can all kind of feel and imagine.
So, I can say, for example, I had a gentleman that went to Johnson & Wales, graduated with a degree in, health management. He was actually doing dietary nutritional diets for actually some of the Red Sox players. And he was working with them for about a year or two and had a nice little career going, but he wasn't really feeling a whole lot of growth in that industry. And he felt like he was a little capped. And he sat in front of me and said, I really want to challenge, I want to grow, and I want, I want to make an impact on a company, not just sort of do the day-to-day. And I was like, well, this would be one of the most challenging careers you're ever going to have. And he started off an entry level with us, and within 11 months, he became one of our top branch managers and runs an office currently right now in Denver, Colorado. We signed a contract with CenturyLink, and he's been in the $1 million club for the past 3 years now. He got an insanely bonus at 27 years old from the client of $98,000 for doing the right things. So I would say someone who came in with no experience and is changing his family tree, I think it's absolutely amazing. So
sounds like he took a challenge and capitalized on it.
Absolutely.
So what are some things that that you feel are a challenge? What's the toughest thing about your role?
It's funny that you said, because Katie and I were just talking, we heard that question, and there's 1,000 things that go through my head, but I feel we live in a very instant gratification world, and we want things now and right away, and especially it's probably one of the most challenging things with millennials. Everything's so instant. Say back in my day, text messaging really wasn't around. You actually had to pick up the phone, and I think it's funny when you see a payphone now of how much things are different. I find that when individuals come in, and they have those high goals and they want to perform and they're not reaching their full potential, or they're comparing themselves to other individuals that maybe come out of the gate swinging, they're a little too hard on themselves and they don't give themselves time. And sometimes, you know, maybe they'll throw the towel in a little too soon and they're right there on the 99 yard line and they just have to push a little bit further. And maybe sometimes they give up a little too early. I would find that's one of the most discouraging things. What I find that some individuals may not go that extra little mile when there's never any traffic on it and they're right there. So I'd say that's probably one of the most challenging things for me, is that you got to give yourself some more time. I don't know if you want
to
add.
Just to go back a little bit, one of the things you mentioned is that you meet with the employees. One of your key tools is you meet with everybody for 15 minutes a week. With 40 people in your company, that's a huge investment of time every week.
Absolutely.
How do you justify that economically? What are the economics of that for people, for some CEOs who may be listening to this and be like, I'm not going to spend 15 minutes with everybody?
Right. Well, it's not like I do it all in one day. Mm-hmm. It's planned out throughout the week. And when I always say over prepare and go with the flow. So I'm a constant planner in everything I do. You know, so at the end of each week on a Thursday or Friday, I'm already game planning for the upcoming week and the following week. So if you worked for my company, I'd sit you down and say, hey, Tuesday at 9 o'clock, you and I are going to sit down 5-10 minutes. Come prepared with some questions about how you feel about the business, where you're at, where your goals are at. And, you know, there's a great book called The 1 Minute Manager. And I learned a lot of this from this book. It's 1 minute praisings, 1 minute reprimands, 1 minute coaching experiences. And, I'm constantly doing it. So sometimes it's not a full 15 minutes. Sometimes it's 3-4 minutes and, hey, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. What do you need from me? You know, how can I help you hit your goals? You know, I always say goals are GPS, and show me someone's goals and I'll show you their future, you know, constantly. And if they don't have goals, then you're not going to get very far in our business. Mm. So a lot of those conversations are about that and where they're at.
So the environment you're here today, it's 250 CEOs. We had an economist this morning. Will Novy spoke about culture. You have a number of folks that are offering perspective on how CEOs can be more efficient in what they're doing, grow their companies. If you had that audience, if you have that captive audience, what sort of things would you want to ask the crowd or the expert today?
You got this one, Katie?
I do. What do I want to ask? I don't know. I guess I for me, like coming from a millennial perspective, keeping the entrepreneurial mindset is, you know, sometimes hard for us. It's the instant gratification thing, especially with social media. You see everybody posting the perfect version of their lives. You know, if they look like they have a great job, they look like, you know, they're making an incredible amount of money. So how do you keep that all in perspective? I think is the biggest thing. And because Vince, you know, has done a really great job, you know, keeping their minds on track. But to have somebody else's opinion to see, you know, if we're missing something, I'm always looking forward to figuring that out.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And hopefully you'll have the opportunity to meet some of these 200 CEOs and, you know, get some perspective on that. And thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.